airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number two of the program. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you're new to the show, you may not have heard us discuss earlier my situation with the parking tickets here in Keene, New Hampshire. And just to bring you up to speed, what happened was recently my girlfriend and I were downtown running a couple errands and went to the mailbox and was only out of the car maybe 2 minutes. And by the time we got back, they had ticketed the vehicle because we didn't pay the token or we didn't put a nickel or whatever into the parking meter. And I decided that, well, now is the time to go ahead and make a stand on this issue.
You crazy anarchist, you're going to fight your parking ticket.
And find out exactly what kind of government we're dealing with here. Because in the lore of the American kind of history, in if you look at the Declaration of Independence, if you look at the many state constitutions, it pretty clearly states that the governments in this country, at least, were formed by the consent of the governed. That the government exists because you consent to it. That's the concept. That's the idea. But I don't really know if it's true.
It's not.
It certainly doesn't. Certainly doesn't
let
seem
me let you know.
To be true. Well, now, Mark, I'm going to give them the chance to, you know, we're going to find out for sure. Whether or not, because there's only two choices as I see it, and if I'm wrong, please correct me on this at 800-259-9231. There's only two choices. It's either a government by the consent of the governed, in that everyone has consented to this government, or it's a gang of thugs. It's one or the other, right? If it's a government by the consent of the governed, that is great. It's just that they've sort of been pulling the wool over everyone's eyes, and by default, they presume you have consented unless you let them know that you have not consented, and you withdraw your consent and withdraw your support. I would like for that to be the case. That is what I would prefer to be the case, because then all we'd have to do is just simply withdraw our support and say, no, thank you, don't want your services anymore, I don't consent. Withdrawing my consent. Bye now.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
We're going to start our own voluntary society over here, and the rest of you that want to remain in the coercive society, you just have fun with your big government that you have. We're going to be over here having fun with freedom, okay? That's what I'd like to see happen. And so I decided to pick this issue to find out what the truth is. And I sent I sent a letter, certified mail. Actually, the first time I sent one, I hand-delivered it. So that way, the bureaucrats couldn't claim they threw it away, or rather, they didn't get it. Because that's what bureaucrats like to claim, is if you send them stuff through the regular mail that's important, they'll just say, well, we didn't see that. What are you talking about? Well, I hand-delivered this first letter, so I know for sure the bureaucrats received it. And the essence of the first letter said that, look, you know, I'm an honorable kind of guy. If I owe this debt of, you know, it's a $5 parking ticket. If I owe this debt of $5, I'll be.
It was $5 before you started this nonsense. Now it's going to be, there's a $10 late fee if you go beyond 10 days.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what it is right now. But anyway, it was $5 at that time. And I said, oh, well, you know, if I owe this money, I'll be happy to pay it. All I need you to do is to provide me with the evidence that we have a signed contract, the evidence that a contract exists between us that created the obligation for me to pay this fine. And if you don't respond with the evidence within, I think I chose 14 days or something like that, then that will mean that I am justified in not paying this fine. And I'll also be justified in not paying any future fines at the same time. And I'm paraphrasing my original letter. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. But you can read it for yourself at freekeen.com. They never responded to that first letter, but I figured that there was a chance the bureaucrats threw it out, and I wanted to be extra fair, you know, not to just jump to conclusions or anything like that. So I sent them another letter. And in the other letter, I pretty much recapped. This time I sent it to a specific person. The last time it was just sort of addressed to the Bureau of Parking. This time it was sent to the head of the Bureau of Parking. And this time around, I recapped what happened in my other letter and suggested that, you know, perhaps it got lost. I was surprised, you know, it wasn't returned. So I recapped the concept, the idea that if I don't receive evidence within the next 2 weeks, that I'll assume there's no contractual authority, now I'm reading from the letter, for your agency to demand such a fine, and that I'm not obligated to pay any fine with no legal repercussions for any perceived failure to do so. And I finally got a letter back. Now, it's supposedly in response to the original one.
Okay.
And it's from the chief, excuse me, not the chief, the captain. Captain of the Division of Administrative Services for the Keene Police Department. And he says, your letter regarding the above parking ticket was just recently forwarded to my attention for reply. Now, I sent the letter initially at the end of February. So this particular letter from the bureaucrat, the chief, or the captain,
over a month old,
was written on April 10th.
So, therefore, you aren't obligated, according to the rules that you let set down inside your letter, to give them any information because they didn't respond in time.
But I really wanted to have a discussion. I really wanted them to reply. So I think I consider this a good thing because I'm going to write him back with a bunch of questions. We'll talk about those in a moment because I've got a lot of questions for this guy. And since he wants to talk, we're going to talk. But I think it's interesting that he just got forwarded the letter a month later, a month and a half later. My original letter just came across his desk. He says, I apologize, your initial request for information was not answered sooner, but there was some confusion as to whether or not it was needed since the ticket had been paid. What? Wait, I just now read this again. I didn't read that the first time I read it. The ticket had been paid. I never paid that ticket.
So they rather than, you know, they got your letter, they were confused, they marked your ticket paid.
Wow. Well, I'm going to hold on to this in case they try to jack me and say I didn't pay the ticket, because I can tell you I didn't pay the ticket, and I'm pretty sure my girlfriend didn't go in there and pay the ticket
either.
I don't
see why she would.
Unless somebody else went in and paid it, because I did post the ticket number online, unless someone else went in and paid it for me.
That'd be bizarre.
That seems unusual, although, you know, they're going to take the money, so they wouldn't care
who paid
it. Please,
if you're within the sound of my voice, if you're paying anything for Ian, you're just enabling his little miserly ways. Don't do that.
Well, anyway, so now they're claiming the ticket was paid, but he went ahead and wrote back anyway, which I think is great. And it really does show that the bureaucrats here in New Hampshire are just a cut above the average bureaucrat. They're just a little bit friendlier, just a little bit more reasonable. Let me continue. He says, regardless, I will try to provide the information to answer your other concerns. The ability of the city of Keene to set forth parking regulations is provided through state law. And then he spends, oh, I don't know, about 50% of this three-page letter citing various different state laws.
That you could care less about.
Yeah, well, blah, 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 bylaws, fines, power to blah, 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 parking enforcement, yada, yada, yada. And so when I write him back, and I'll be posting my response and this original letter at freekeen.com at a later date, probably sometime within the next few days, when I write him back, I'm going to let him know that, you know, I can't read legalese. It's a different language. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not trained. Lawyers, you know, they go through training to understand this. So how you could expect a layperson like myself to comprehend this stuff, I just don't understand that. I'm going to point that out to him. And he says,
I find when I read it that my mind begins to wander within the first couple of lines.
Oh, yeah. I can't read it.
You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not joking. I can't read it.
It doesn't flow like regular English does. It's not intended to.
No.
It's intended.
It's supposed to be obscure.
Yeah, it's intended so that you cannot read it and cannot understand it. They don't want normal people figuring this stuff out.
Right. But, you know, he doesn't really know who he's dealing with yet.
No, he doesn't.
And he thinks that he can impress me by citing all his RSAs. I don't even know what that stands for. And he says, here are the city ordinances. He gives me a website. You can go look at this and read all you want. Okay, great. Then we get to the juicy part.
Doesn't realize he's dealing with a madman.
He says, I'm confused by your request for evidence of the valid original contract with my signature binding me to said obligation. Those were my original words. While in the state of New Hampshire or city of Keene, you are bound to abide by the laws or ordinances regulating conduct, behavior, vehicle movement, etc. Really? Well, how is that exactly? Can you please explain that to me? Because this is one of the most critical questions.
It's easy. We've got the guns, and you don't.
Well, I want to see what he says. I want to know what his answers are going to be, because I want to
know. What happens if he says that, by the way? What happens if he says, we've got the guns, and you don't?
Then I'll print that on freekeen.com, and we'll talk about it here. It'll be the answer to the question. The question of, is it a government by the consent of the governed, or is it a gang of thugs with guns? Ruling by force. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says,
I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. Calyx moisturizes my skin, and I no longer need to use a pumice stone on my heels. And the light peppermint scent keeps any funky scent at bay. My feet have never looked better in sand, and I am so grateful. I've been telling everybody about Calyx and wearing sandals again. Best of all, the jar lasts a long time, so it's economical. My podiatrist said that Calyx ointment was different. He was right. Calyx uses natural enzymes rather than acid to exfoliate and soften my feet. There's nothing more satisfying than finding a product that solves your problem. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
So we're talking about our adventures in legal land here, the adventures in the world of parking enforcement. What happened was I was slapped with a $5 parking fine for parking in a metered space without feeding the meter. And I decided to subsequently make this the issue upon which we have a little discussion with the bureaucrats about, well, the whole nature of government and consent of the governed. Because my question, and I think this is kind of the ultimate question, at least that we're dealing with right now, is this government a band of thugs enforcing its way and offering products and services at the threat of violence, as it appears to be? That's what it appears like at the local, state, and federal levels. It seems like we're dealing with a band of violent people. Or is there really some truth? Is there truth to the claim? Sort of this mythological claim at this point. Because all of the evidence says band of thugs. All of the evidence. So it's sort of this mythological claim that it's all by the consent of the governed. And all you have to do as being the governed is withdraw your consent and you no longer have a government anymore. So which is the truth? Well, we're going to find out here, not necessarily tonight, but sooner rather than later, I think. Because I had written a letter to the parking enforcement bureaucrats saying, look, you know, I'll be happy to pay your fine as long as you can show me the obligation to pay it. Show me the agreement I entered, the original contract with my signature binding me to the obligation. Show me the obligation to pay the fine and I'll be happy to pay it. Well, they didn't write me back the first time I hand-delivered the letters. I knew they had it because I hand-delivered it. They didn't write me back, so I wrote them again on April 3rd. The letter they finally wrote me is dated April 10th. I sent the April 3rd letter certified mail, so it was in their hands by like the 7th at the latest. So I think what happened was, the first time the letter came in, I don't know what they did with it, but the second time I wrote it to the head of the parking bureau, she obviously went to the captain.
What do I do with this nonsense?
And he took it and
there
wrote
are these crackpots that have moved here.
He wrote me a 3-page letter in response, citing a bunch of their laws, which, of course, you know, I don't know how to read legalese, and nor did I agree to those things in the first place. But the shocking part here, and I actually just discovered this on the air, was that they claim my ticket's been paid. So I don't understand that, but because I didn't pay it. But he then goes on to give excuses as to, you know, why he thinks I should have to pay this fine and what the basis is for all of this. And his claim here is that I am obligated. He says, while in the state of New Hampshire or city of Keene, you are bound to abide by the laws or ordinances regulating conduct, behavior, vehicle movement, etc. Well, I'm going to write him back and ask exactly how I became bound to abide by those things. What was that process?
When you walked into Keene, you became bound by the laws that they have.
Right. So by setting foot on a plot of land that I own and other people's private property that they own, I've somehow agreed to some social contract?
You weren't on your own property. You were on city property.
What is the city of Keene? That's what I'd like to know as well.
It's
factually,
an organization that was incorporated in 1789.
By whom?
Some people. Who
calling themselves the state of New Hampshire?
No, some people who organized, you know, a group.
But they had to get permission from the state in order to incorporate the city of Keene, because it exists at the pleasure of the state. So what is the state of New Hampshire?
An organization of people set, incorporated in 17 whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
they are tasked with running
they own
the state
the
and
property?
Enforcing the laws.
They own all of the property in the whole state of New Hampshire?
No, they don't. Most property is owned by individuals. However, there is some state property.
Gotcha. So,
and you were on city property and you broke some of the city's rules, and so therefore you have to pay.
So, rules that I had no idea what they were, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear when there's a parking meter in front of you and it says zero and it flashes that you probably
Who owns that meter?
The city of Keene.
Who owns the city of Keene?
The city of Keene doesn't have an owner.
Huh. Okay.
It's an organization that was set up in 1789.
Well, when I go to Burger King, somebody owns Burger King. When I'm in my house,
have
someone
you ever
owns
them?
Someone owns my house.
Yeah.
Go to Panera Bread. Someone owns that.
Have you ever met them?
Yes, actually, I have. As a matter of fact,
no, you've
they're
met
very nice guys.
A Panera or several.
They
Paneras.
Own several of them.
They do not own Panera.
Well, anyway, you're playing devil's advocate here, Mark, and the fact is no one owns city property, because if no one can sell the property, no one owns it. If they can't profit from it, they don't own it. And I never agreed to their rules in the first place. I never consented to this government. And so that's what I'm going to do when I write him back and ask him questions about questions like I just asked. But let me continue with his excuses here. He says the state grants this authority to the city to regulate as deemed appropriate. And then here's one of his biggest points, which is surprisingly weak. Common sense dictates that regardless of the state or country you find yourself in, you're obligated to abide by their laws without any contractual process taking place. Common sense, huh?
There you go.
That's all he's got to base his position on, is that, well, everyone thinks this, so
therefore...
You
don't have common sense. You're an idiot. So he called you an idiot.
It seems to me that that common sense isn't something that's worth following, generally. It seems to me that individual thinking is far more desirable. Questioning one's circumstances, questioning one's paradigm is far more desirable than just following what common sense might dictate. So, let me continue. He says, your statement of, there is no contractual authority for your agency to demand such a fine and that I am not obligated to pay any fine with no legal repercussions for any perceived failure to do so, is partly correct, says the police captain. There is no contract, but if...
But you are obligated to
that's
pay.
That's what he says. But you are obligated to abide by the laws set forth by both the state and city of Keene and pay any fines in violation of them with certain legal repercussions if required. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to provide you with the above information in hopes of educating you as to where and how the legal authority to regulate parking in the city of Keene derives. Additionally, I'd like to thank you for payment of your parking fine in an efficient and timely manner.
You, I'd like to say that this is going to go like so many internet message boards. It'll probably be in a nicer fashion, but you will not come to a conclusion. You will not corner this bureaucrat, and all you'll successfully do is waste your time writing to them.
Because, oh, this isn't a waste of time.
Because you'll write whatever you write.
This is fascinating.
He will respond to whatever question he hears.
That's fine.
Then you'll try to get him back.
That's okay.
Get him back in that position that you had. You know, you'll lose your hammer lock, and then you'll try to get him back again.
Oh, that's fine.
It will accomplish
nothing. We'll go down with a video camera if necessary.
Nothing.
Look, it's not, you know, you're wrong, Mark. I'm not trying to change the bureaucrat's mind or shift his paradigm, though if he wants to shift his paradigm, that would be great. I'm trying to show people how they respond when questioned about these things, and the fact is most people aren't asking these questions. This guy's has never come across some of the questions that I'm going to ask him, and it's going to be very educational for us and for those of us who are, those of you listening to the show. That might be curious as to how will this bureaucrat answer the question of how the obligation was created to obey these laws. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go to the front page of the website, click and download. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No hoops to jump through. It's just free stuff. freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
Excellent coffee, by the way. It's the best I've ever had.
Superb. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we just again to recap here. The Keene City government has responded to my letter about parking tickets, and they are suggesting that I am obligated to obey their rules, that I am obligated. There's no contract. They admit there's no contract. But I am obligated to abide by the laws set forth by the state and the city of Keene. So we're going to write them back, and I'm going to ask them exactly how that obligation was created. If it's, you know, the fact that I stepped on a plot of land, is that magic, you know, that creates that obligation? Is that like a magical spell or something?
No, are you obligated to, am I obligated to follow your rules when I step on your land? Is that magic?
Well, you have to be informed of what the rules are in order to follow them.
Sure.
By walking on my land...
And it's pretty clear what the rules are as far as parking goes in downtown Keene. There are parking meters. People have heard of parking meters. There are also signs up that are posted that have the parking rules. On the meters, you can read when the hours are to pay money and how much money you have to pay and how much time you get for paying, whatever.
Understood. Now, do those rules apply to the people that are governed, or do they apply to everybody?
They apply to everyone.
Well, wait a minute. I thought this was a government by the consent of the governed. So
who
how
told
could
you
the
that?
Well, the Constitution, Section 1.
No, the taxpayers of Keene came up with the rules. The Constitution, we don't use that crap anymore. the taxpayers of Keene came up with the rules. Well, actually, the voters elected representatives. The representative came up with the rules.
Right.
The rules are in place. You'll abide by the rules or you'll face the punishment. That's the way it goes.
So we'll see what they say. We'll see what their excuse is or their explanation, and, of course, we'll bring it to you here on Free Talk Live. So you can.
So where does the Constitution say consent to the governed?
Oh, first, I don't have it in front of me right now.
United States Constitution or New Hampshire Constitution?
New Hampshire State Constitution. It's the first paragraph. You can pull it up, and it's really a great first paragraph. Do me a favor, Mark, and pull that up. New Hampshire Constitution. Well, let's go to the phones in the meantime. So we'll let you know what happens with that as the conversation continues. But we go to your calls. Jason in D.C., you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hey guys, I called in, or I started listening late, but then I heard that you guys were talking about the Freda Jefferson 1 case.
Yes, the Jefferson 1 is the name of the gal, rather than giving her a name. She's called the Jefferson 1. She's
the one who was arrested for dancing in front of
why.
The... for asking why she could not dance in front of the Jefferson Memorial to a Forest Service Police Department guy or something.
Okay, right, okay. Well, I was there, I actually organized the... this flash mob like dance party.
What's your name?
Jason Talley.
What is it? I'm sorry?
Jason Talley.
Great.
Oh, from Bureau Crash.
We actually have a new guy on the scene, Pete Ayers, the new crasher in chief, but I guess I'm emeritus.
Great.
Yeah, I recognize the name as being associated with Bureau Crash, which is a very interesting organization. Is it bureaucrash.com?
That's correct, yes.
So go ahead with your point, Jason. What happened from your perspective?
Oh, okay. Well, it's a goofy idea, just as a way to remember Thomas Jefferson's birthday.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you very much. We had this planned a long time ago, so we just started a Facebook group, and people joined, and 20 people showed up, on time, which was set to be 11:55 to 12:05 midnight.
Okay.
And, we made sure that we were respectful because, first of all, we chose that time so that it wouldn't be crowded.
Makes sense.
There were, other than the people that were dancing and arresting, there were six other people. And we'd like to get their opinions on what happened. But anyway, we made sure that everybody was wearing, like, an iPod. Some people danced to no music at all. But no boomboxes or anything like that. The only noise that would have been there would have been...
the squeaking of sneakers.
Yeah, feet on marble, and these are noises, we were less noisy than what you would hear on any day where you have a class field trip to the Jefferson Memorial. NBC4 here in D.C. just did a news report and filmed during the day, and, how noisy it does get. Okay, so, instead of standing, we were dancing. That's really the only distinction between what happened that night and what happens every single day.
Sure.
Security called cops just yelled at people, pushed people, and cursed at people, which, if they're defending the reverence of the Jefferson Memorial, they were more a violation than we were. But the one woman, who we call the Jefferson One, she simply asked why. What is the law, what code, what commandment, what are we violating that we have to leave instead of completing our 10-minute dance? And as the video shows...
How many minutes in did you get before they started messing with you?
I blogged that it was six, but it was like two or three, I think. A lot of people are... most people think it's about two or three, so not very long at all.
So you actually have video footage of the arrest happening?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's a big part of the story. If you go to freethejefferson1.com, and that's the number one, we have links on the right-hand side to a YouTube page, and we have posted these videos over time. there's three videos, and I'm the cameraman, and it's raw footage. There's only editing because of YouTube time constraints, but we try to put it all out there so that we can be totally transparent about the entire thing. And we have the photos on a Flickr account. We have people's accounts of what happened. We're trying to document this. Now, this is opposed to the U.S. Park Service that has not yet released their video, the surveillance video of the thing, and they will not talk on a record.
Of course they don't. They won't. They are our superiors, and they have no reason to come out and say anything. What about this gal? Do you think anything is going to happen to her legally, or you think they're just going to drop these charges, or what?
Okay, if they're smart, they're going to drop these charges because there are other groups, other people that are saying we are going to sponsor our own dance party, and we are going to bring more cameras, and we are going to bring lawyers to this thing, and then really challenge it. And
interesting.
First of all, we have three things that we're going to accomplish here as far as the Free the Jefferson One group. We need charges dropped. We need an apology from the U.S. Park Police, and then we're going to hold another dance. Okay, but that dance is going to be just as quiet and respectful as the first one. But we're not backing down on this.
That's pretty cool, man. You guys have got a lot of gumption, a lot of huevos, and I really appreciate that in activists. But I got to wonder, when is Bureaucrash going to make its home base here in New Hampshire? That's what my question is.
You know, I don't speak for Bureaucrash anymore. You need to get Pete Eyre on the phone and talk to him.
I think you were out at some of the past Free State Project events. Are you a Free Stater yourself, Jason?
I actually, way to put me on a spot, but yes, I actually have joined the Free State Project. I'm a big fan. We need to get more people to sign up, and I tell you, it might be a little bit cold, but if you can live somewhere and be more free, then it seems like an easy choice.
Jason, it was not cold today. Let me tell you,
it was beautiful today.
Incredible.
Jason, I have a plan that we're going to be enacting very soon that will complete this Free State Project in 18 months.
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
Looking forward to seeing you up here. Hey, do us a favor and keep us in the loop on what's going on with the Jefferson One case. The website, again, is FreeTheJefferson1, FreeTheJefferson1.com if you want to see see the video. I'm going to look at it here in a moment. But call us back and let us know what happened, would you?
Yeah, sure will. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany,
Your husband looks so good tonight. I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious.
The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. But you have to be careful. I had a guy email me recently. He said he bought a 40-inch television set and was wanted to make sure that we'd gotten the percentage on that. Normally we do. I mean, if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com and you buy something, Free Talk Live will get the cut. However, it is possible to not
screw it up.
Yeah, to screw it up. And one of the ways to screw it up would be to go to amazon.freetalklive.com and then put something in your shopping cart, but not check out for another day. If you let 24
right.
hours go by,
oh, I see.
It will forget about who sent them there or who sent you there.
That's
so
kind of crappy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the system. Generally, people buy right away. So if you want to get something that's been sitting in your cart for a while, re-enter the site through amazon.freetalklive.com, and that should handle it. Also, if you're on a website and someone recommends a book or something like that to you, and they have their own Amazon referral link and you don't want to pay them, if you click the link to go to see what the item is, just remember what the item is. Because the link has the code in it, right? If they give you a big, long link to one of the items on Amazon, it's got their code in it, not ours. So click that link, find out what the item is, and then go to amazon.freetalklive.com, find the item again, and add it to your cart. So
what's this scenario? I was always taught you go to the dance with the girl who invited you. Now, what is the scenario you're talking about, somebody telling you about an
item? He was concerned that he had accidentally clicked a link on someone's website for another item, and that took him through a different referrer's code.
I see.
And once you enter through a different referrer's code, then you're going to give money to whoever that person was.
Sure.
But if you want to give it to Free Talk Live, You make a note of what the item is you're looking for. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, find the item again, and add it to your cart that way. So the portal that you have to use is amazon.freetalklive.com. If you didn't enter through that link, we won't get a percentage. But if you do, we will. And it's a great thing. We really appreciate all of you shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. South Carolina, Zach is on the amp line. Hello there.
Hey, that story that you were talking about, your parking ticket in Keene, actually reminded me of a recent incident that I've had. I parked in a spot and got a ticket, and then I went and appealed it, and my appeal was based upon the fact that there was nothing around the area prohibiting me from parking there. And so I told the bureaucrat at the desk that, and she said, oh, well, if there was nothing saying you could park there, then you can't. And I said, well, no, there was nothing saying I can't park there, so I can. And it actually took, my first appeal got overturned. I was given a fine. I never paid it. Kept parking there, got another ticket, appealed the same way, and finally I won.
Wow.
It's amazing. Somebody winning a parking story.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. And I think we're going to see more wins coming out as more people continue moving here to New Hampshire. But what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I was actually calling to give an update on the parole in South Carolina. But before that, I wanted to mention two small steps that we've taken in the direction of liberty here in the past 2 weeks. One is lowering the age for purchasing a handgun from 21 to 18.
That's good news.
And the second is that the voters in the county where I go to school have voted a week ago to remove the blue laws that prohibit the sale of alcohol on Sundays.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That is pretty good news. Well, steps in the right direction. Good deal. So what else? Go ahead.
So I called in about a week and a half ago talking about the Attorney General in South Carolina's proposal to abolish parole and send nonviolent drug offenders to a new special court that would not give them any prison time. Now, more news has come out since then. I've researched it a bit more. And the reasons that he has for abolishing parole is that some prisoners are getting out with having only served about 25% of their terms, and this is making a lot of people unhappy. And so his reasoning is that they should serve what they've been sentenced so everyone can know what the sentence is and make sure that...
You know, I agree with that, but this sort of happened to me while I was in prison in Florida. I took a sentence, a plea bargain, with the understanding that, I saw how the math was working as far as the game time went, and I realized I was going to do something like 20% of the sentence that was given to me. And I figured, well, I'll take that 20%. And then, once I got in, someone changed the rules. Bob Butterworth decided, the Attorney General decided, I don't like that rule, let's change it. So, you know, the inmates should serve what they were sentenced to. Well, however, most inmates take plea bargains, and when they take the plea bargains, they take them with the understanding that things are going to remain the same. However, nothing in this world remains the same. But, you know, you understand what I'm saying. So that's, I think, unfair to change the rules retroactively on inmates that, we're in already.
Well, the government gets to do whatever it wants to do, right? So, yes, you're confirming my suspicions then, Zach, because when you'd originally brought this up, on its face, it sounds good. Oh, yeah, get rid of parole. Cool. Because parole's just a kind of a system to allow people to easily violate their probation and get right back into prison. So from that aspect, it would have been good, but we suggested that it might be because this is a law and order type of guy, and he wants everyone to serve 100% of their terms. And the problem with that is that many of these terms are mandatory minimums. Many of these drug crimes, for instance, they have 5, 10, 15-year terms. You know, you get caught growing a couple marijuana plants, and you're going in the clink for a long, long time. Whereas if you've got the parole option, then you can serve a fraction of that amount of time and get out, and that's a good thing for especially for nonviolent people. But he's saying we got to put the screw to these criminals, these lawbreakers. They got to pay 100% of their time, and that's not right. Any other thoughts, Zach?
Well, actually, the good side of this is that nonviolent offenders, whether drug offenders or other nonviolent crimes, would still be routed through this special court. And they would receive, they would have to go through programs, but they wouldn't actually be given prison time.
Well, what about the ones that are already in prison, now that they're eliminating parole?
They're screwed.
There are some that are being released early, and then I don't know about the rest.
Well, it sounds like there's some promise in what's going on,
yeah.
But at the same time,
it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Zach, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We go to Military Police Mac in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, have you filled up lately?
You know, yeah. I have not, but I saw the news today, man. $3.40 is, I think, the average price for regs gas in this country.
Yes, it's $3.41 here.
And it's going up again. I guess what, a barrel of oil is getting ready to hit $125? It was just at $100 not too long ago.
Yeah, it was at $115 this morning, so.
Wow.
I mean, I think, I won't say that they are, that oil companies are predatory, but, you know, they're getting subsidized money and everything, and they're still jacking up the prices, which makes me wonder what's really going on.
Well, they are pretty tied in with the politicians, so who knows who's scratching whose back and where and for what deal. It's definitely a nasty, nasty arrangement.
Anywho, Mark, you was I listened to the podcast yesterday from your last night, so you was actually confused about all the underwear and the shampoo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I got out of prison, I'd never seen so much shampoo in my life.
It was like it's like a caveman, kind of fish out of the water scenario, right? Like Encino Man, you've been asleep for 9 years, and you've come out into this new world of selection that you've never seen before.
I'll get this one, too, Mac. I would be at home, you know, say, taking a nap in the afternoon, and the telephone would ring, and there'd be this beep, beep, noise. I didn't know what that beeping noise was. I'd never heard that beeping noise on the telephone. It was somebody who had dialed a fax the wrong number. But I find that out much later. I thought it was one of these automated calls I had seen on television in prison that you could tell the operator that they weren't allowed to call you anymore. So I'd be telling the fax machine, don't call here anymore. Take this off your list.
Yeah, when you were saying that, man, I was laughing, man.
Yeah, I heard the automatic ice maker go off in the kitchen, so I heard this rumbling noise within the first couple of nights of being out. And I happened to have been eating a steak. You know, I'm going to eat a lot of steak when I first get out. So I was eating a steak. I picked up the steak knife sitting off at the table, and I was going around the house looking for the intruder, stalking around in the dark.
Glad you enjoyed it, Mac. Thanks for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. Well, maybe the issue wasn't that there wasn't selection when you originally went into jail. Maybe the issue was that you were 18 and Mommy was still buying your underwear at that time.
No, I think I was buying my own underwear, but it was mostly the shampoo that confused me. I just hadn't seen it so long.
All right, we'll be coming up here with hour number three. Luke is on the line in Tennessee. We'll talk to him and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. Mac mentioned the economy. We'll talk about retailers that are having some trouble. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.